Nearly half of all non-elderly adults with heart disease in the U.S. have trouble paying their medical bills. WSHU's Davis Dunfin reports on the findings of a Yale University study.
The study looked at the results of 4 years of a national health survey done by the U.S. Census Bureau. Javier Valero Elizondo is the study's lead author.
It was shocking and disheartening for us to actually see these results. Put simply, almost one in two patients with cardiovascular disease from chest angina, heart attacks, or strokes either cannot afford to pay their bills or are having troubles paying them.
Nearly 4 million people reported financial hardships due to their medical bills. About one in five say they couldn't pay the bills at all.
Whenever you look at a picture that big and that, I'm going to allow myself to say, awful, the first thing that comes to mind is that we, at a policy level, need to do something.
He says a lot needs to be done in the doctor's office to get patients and physicians to communicate better about the cost of their treatment.
For physicians, it can be awkward. They can just not take that into account. Or if someone was insured, maybe physicians just assume that everything is okay. From the patient's perspective, a lot of times there's just fear in challenging healthcare provider authority. A lot of people feel they would be stigmatized just to talk about this with their physician.
But he says there are also big picture policy changes, from a single-payer healthcare system down to laws to improve insurance programs that could make life easier when people with heart disease try to pay the bills. Davis Dunfin, WSHU News.